Finding Nemo became Pixar's and Disney's biggest hit thus far. It easily beat out The Lion King to become, for the time being, the most successful animated movie in history. It grossed $340 million domestically and $868 million worldwide. Until 2010, it was also the most popular DVD of all time, with 40 million copies sold, and spawned some of the most popular rides at Disney theme parks. In addition, it was a richly textured, subtle, and deeply beautiful artistic achievement that won the Oscar for Best Animated Feature. I liked the film because it was about taking risks and learning to let those you love take risks, Jobs said. Its success added $183 million to Pixar's cash reserves, giving it a hefty war chest of $521 million for the final showdown with Disney. Shortly after Finding Nemo was finished, Jobs made Eisner an offer that was so one-sided it was clearly meant to be rejected. Instead of a 50-50 split on revenues, as in the existing deal, Jobs proposed a new arrangement in which Pixar would own outright the films it made and the characters in them, and it would merely pay Disney a 7.5% fee to distribute the movies. Plus, the last two films under the existing deal, The Incredibles and Cars were the ones in the works, would shift to the new distribution deal. Eisner, however, held one powerful trump card. Even if Pixar didn't renew, Disney had the right to make sequels of Toy Story and the other movies that Pixar had made. And it owned all the characters, from Woody to Nemo, just as it owned Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. Eisner was already planning, or threatening, to have Disney's own animation studio do a Toy Story 3, which Pixar had declined to do. When you see what that company did putting out Cinderella 2, you shudder at what would have happened, Jobs said.